The Prophet Muhammad. 1. Muhammad was born in the year 570 CE in the town of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. He didn't have a happy childhood. His father died before he was born. His mother died when he was 6, so Muhammad went to live with his uncle. 2. When Muhammad was 25 years old, he went to work for a woman called Khadija. She trusted him to run her business for her. Muhammad was a good businessman and made Khadija rich. She liked Muhammad very much, and they got married. 3. As Muhammad went about his business, he saw some very poor and unhappy people. He saw widows and orphans. He saw ill people and old people, and he saw that nobody wanted to help them. Muhammad thought about what he had seen and didn't like it. 4. He felt that these people should be helped, but he also knew that nobody wanted to help them. Muhammad began to spend a lot of time alone thinking about this problem. He liked to go to the hills and caves outside Mecca where he would not be disturbed. 5. While he was thinking, an angel appeared in the cave with Muhammad. The angel said that they had been sent by Allah to give Muhammad a message. This message was to be passed on to everyone. It would tell people how they should live. 6. Muhammad memorized the message of the angel and told his friends. At first, no one believed him, but slowly they began to believe his story. Some of his friends wrote down the message which Muhammad told them in a book. The book is still the most important book for Muslims. It is called the Quran. 7. Muslims believe that Muhammad became the last messenger of Allah. Allah had already sent many people, including Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But their true message had been forgotten or changed by the Jews or Christians. Muhammad's message was written down in the Quran to make sure that this wouldn't happen again. So Muhammad became the last of the prophets. 8. After he had told his friends, Muhammad began telling everyone in Mecca the message of Allah. But they didn't want to listen. Allah wanted them to change. He wanted them to be generous and loving. He wanted them to help the poor and hungry people. But they wanted to spend their money on themselves. So they became angry at Muhammad and wanted to keep him quiet. 9. Muhammad didn't know what to do. At this time, some men were visiting Mecca from the town of Medina. They heard Muhammad's message and believed him. They were important leaders in their town, and they invited Muhammad to go back with them to Medina. They promised that the people there would obey the message which Allah had given. 10. So Muhammad and his family left Mecca and went to Medina. There, the new religion of Islam really began. The name Islam means submission to the will of Allah. A Muslim is a follower of Islam. The name Muslim means one who submits to the will of Allah.